Welcome to Business Innovators Radio, featuring industry influencers and trendsetters sharing proven strategies to help you build a better life right now.
Welcome to Brilliance Business TV, conversations with leading experts in business. I am your host, Mark Stephen Pooler. We have a wonderful guest today, Dr. Corey Hicks. I have actually spoken on stage with him in London. I think it's probably a few years ago now, and we have kept in touch ever since. He's a great friend, he's a great client, and a really, really successful speaker, author, among other things as well. We are streaming live on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, LinkedIn, YouTube. We're also on the E360 TV network under Fresh Takes, going out to Apple TV, Fire TV, Android TV, Roku, and many more. We're also on MSPNewsGlobal.com, Business Innovators Radio Network, and USA Global Radio and TV Network. So let's bring in our incredible guest, Dr. Corey Hicks. Welcome, Corey.
Thank you. And it's indeed a pleasure to be here, Mark. Thank you for inviting me on your show.
You're so, so welcome, Corey. And I'm really looking forward to a conversation with you today. Please share a little bit about yourself and what you do in the world.
I'm a health and wellness expert. So I am a motivational speaker, and I'm an author of two books, Values, Vision and Versatility, and Vision of Inspiration. And I also serve as a medical director for Amgen, which is a biotech company. So I really and truly enjoy inspiring, motivating individuals. I've had the opportunity in my past life. I was on the 1996 Olympic hopeful team. I've had the opportunity to work with NFL, NBA athletes, major league baseball professionals, tennis professionals. So I truly enjoy bringing out the best in individuals just through inspiration, encouragement. And that's just kind of like a little bit of who I am as an individual. So
you're an incredible motivational speaker as well. I was very, very impressed when you spoke on stages, and you have talked a little bit about your books. Tell us a little bit about your inspiration about your books and, well, your inspiration behind your books and what they're about as well.
So the first book that I wrote, and it was just interesting because I was, you know, sometimes you go back and forth. Because you look at the daunting task of writing a book can be overwhelming sometimes. And I had it in my mind that I was going to start, but I never forget, I was in the gym working out. It was probably maybe 5 o'clock in the morning, and I had an opportunity I didn't know she was an international CNN affiliate, an anchor person who was in the gym working out. And she started asking me questions. I started telling her about myself, and she was like, wow, I interview people from all across the world, but you're very interesting and you should write a book. She said, you have a phenomenal story about your life. And so I think that was probably the final straw. And I just started writing in no shape, form, or fashion, because sometimes you don't have to be politically correct and writing a book, meaning this is chapter one, this is chapter two. But I just started writing from my heart. And 80% of my book, believe it or not, was I wrote it on a BlackBerry. At the time, I was traveling a lot, and I would fly Southwest Airlines, and I would go and sit in the very back, and I would just write. And so probably 3 to 4 months later, I had enough information to begin piecing together my book. And so the first book that I wrote was titled Values, Vision, and Versatility. And it basically talks about, you know, the trio. And in order to be successful, you have to possess all three. So a person has core foundational values, vision in order to see yourself in a moment of greatness, and versatility to be a chameleon, being able to adapt to any and all situations. And if you take one of the three out of the equation, then you have unsustainable power, meaning a person can have values and have versatility. But if you don't have vision, you have no sense of direction. Or you can have vision and you can have versatility, but if you don't have values, your talents can take you places that your character can't keep you. And of course, you certainly have to have versatility to be a chameleon, being able to adapt. There's so many challenges that we may go through in life, but you have to be, flexible. You have to be able to have mental agility to be able to go through the good and the bad times, the peaks and the valleys of life. So I felt compelled just to write a book. I think the book is right around 79, 80 pages. I didn't want it to be intimidating, but I wanted it to be something to introduce the concept of values, vision, and versatility. And then the second book that I wrote was a spinoff from Values, Vision, Versatility. It was called Vision of Inspiration, and it was 60 days of inspiration and motivational quotes. So I really and truly believe in empowering individuals to inspire individuals to be the very best that they can possibly be. So that was my inspiration, Mark.
I love it, and great inspiration to really, really help people move forwards in a positive light as well. And I think it's really important to be able to adapt to your environment and changes in life. I think that is a really, really key skill that is needed in life. And having that vision as well, really connecting to the vision, but bringing it into the present moment's really important. And living from that vision, I find, is important as well. So it's as though it's already happened now is my way of doing things. And versatility is so, so important. I think that's really, really, really valuable for people, because some people don't have visions, do they, Corey? Or some people can't adapt to their environment. So I think the three V's that you have shared are really, really important life skills to have.
Well, thank you. I totally agree.
What are the books called?
So the first book is called Values, Vision, and Versatility. And then the second book is called Vision of Inspiration. And so I have a third book that's going to come. I'm working on some things. So that's going to complete the copulation, the trio.
And is that on Amazon?
Yes, it's on Amazon. You can purchase it from Amazon.
Perfect. So life can be hard at times in relationships, in business, in just life in general. So my question for you is, what advice do you give to someone who is on the brink of giving up? Because I've been there many times, but I always get back up and keep on moving forward.
It's tough. I mean, now there's a lot of mental challenges that people are going through. Life certainly can throw you some curveballs. But if you don't quit, you will eventually win. And I look at life as, it's a cycle. You're justified, certified, and you're elevated. And so doing this justification period is when you're going through a storm. And that storm sometimes can be daunting. It can be challenging. That storm happens at times when we lose sight of our vision, when we're trying to be like everyone else, opposed to, being like the person that we are called to be. And, when you're going through that storm, if you don't quit, it builds character. There's many lessons to be learned along that journey that will ultimately sustain you once you finally get to the place that you need to be. But you have to weather the storm. That storm may happen at times to pull you away from people that you're not aligned with, or to pull you closer to people that you need to be aligned with. But once we finish that justification period, then the certification process happens. And the certification process is when you're tried, true, and proven, and you're justified, meaning you have weathered the storm. You have learned the lessons. You have placed yourself in a position to be successful because of your obedience and willingness just to be patient throughout the process. And then the elevation period is, that is when we call you living days of heaven on earth. And that's when you're placed in a position that you can reap the benefits of your labor. Because you have been patient, because you have weathered the storm, you've learned the lessons, and you have now aligned yourself with the correct individuals, then you begin to prosper and you reap the benefits of your harvest. So
Beautiful words, Corey. And I would like to say as well, I believe the kingdom of heaven is within, and the kingdom of heaven's within your mind. And it's really, really important to really look after the thoughts that you're putting into your mind and your mindset. And that's not saying you don't have bad thoughts, but you just become the observer of them, and you don't get attached to them and focus on more positive things. And the kingdom of heaven is within your mind. So it's really important to look after your mind. But I think it's important to talk about here as well, giving up in general. Like if anyone is struggling and going through a really bad storm, I know sometimes when you're in that storm, you feel like giving up. You can really feel at rock bottom. But I think it's important just to share for anyone that is struggling at the moment or is going through a really heavy storm or feels like giving up, no matter what that means to them, because I know suicide is a big thing for people as well. I would like to say to anyone who is watching this, if they are struggling, never, ever, ever suffer in silence. Always seek help from a really good friend, someone that you can trust. And never give up. There is always hope at the end of the tunnel, no matter what you are going through, no matter how bad it is, it seems, there's always hope. So don't give up on yourself and just be strong and face that storm head on and just take little steps every day to just see love and positivity and hope. And know that there is hope at the end of the tunnel. There's light at the end of the tunnel. And yes, seek help from friends, mentors, or someone that you can trust. And just don't suffer in silence. Don't suffer in your own and never make bad decisions. I think it's really important, no matter what you are going through, to really seek the light, seek God and seek the hope at the end of the tunnel and never make any bad decisions. I think it's important to share that message, Corey. Do you want to add anything there?
Yes, you're so right about that. I mean, there's a lot of times that people go through so much, you know, but there's a saying say that I don't look like what I have gone through. But when you're going through things, there's a sense of embarrassment. There's a sense of pride that comes in the way, you know, because we don't want everybody to know what we're going through. But sometimes what we don't realize is that, you know, because we wear our stress, we wear our traumas, and those that are closest to us, they can see, even if you don't say anything, they can see the things that we're going through, that they can see our pain. And if you would just be open to find somebody that you trust, find somebody that you love, find someone that is going to tell you what you need to hear and not what you want to hear, you'd be surprised just opening up and being able to share your truth and the things that you're going through, how much you're not alone, but you are like other individuals who do suffer in silence, but they don't necessarily have that person that they can reach out to, that they can talk to. I had a story of an individual, and that's the reason why I'm the way that I am now. And I'll tell people to reach out, and I really mean that. If I tell someone, reach out to me, if I give someone my information and tell them that, I really mean that. Sometimes people say that just to appease individuals, but I had a good friend of mine who was dating someone, and I didn't know that she was going through some things, but, you know, I told her, hey, you know, she knew what I did. I said, if you ever need someone to talk to, just open up, you know, just reach out to me. And so some time had went by, and all of a sudden out of the blue, you know, I saw a call that was coming in from her. And so I answered the phone and we just began to talk, and I just began to encourage. I began to pour into her. I didn't necessarily know what was going on in her life, but I just know at that moment, it sounds like she needed someone to talk to. And I was able to give some direction. But what little did I know that she was on her last strain. She was about to give up. And it wasn't until some time later after that conversation that she said, I just want to thank you so much. Because I was on my last strain. My mother had gone through suicide. She had, you know, taken her own life. And because of the battles, the principalities that I was fighting, I was thinking about taking my own life. And so I said that you was my last life strain. And I was reaching out. And if you didn't answer the phone, I was going to take my own life. And so what I didn't know is that me encouraging, me sharing that, me kind of talking, being transparent, talking about the, you know, challenges with stress and anxiety and things that I have had, how it saved, you know, her life. So for anybody that's going, you know, going through something like that, that's to your point, that's suffering in silence, reach out to someone that you can trust. You know, if you don't feel like going to a healthcare professional, then find a loved one or find a friend, but reach out and share with someone what you're going through so they can be that supporting foundation that you need.
Definitely. And you should never be embarrassed or be ashamed of anything that you're going through, because, you know, we all have problems at times, and it's really, really important not to just bury it all inside yourself and really suffer alone. So I think that's a really important message. Corey, what inspires you on a daily basis to succeed?
It's interesting. I mean, you know, my background is very interesting, where I came from. And, you know, I didn't start off like everyone else. You know, I didn't start off making the good, the best grades and being the person, the most liked and well-liked individual. So everything and how I grew up, you had to prove to people that you deserve to be here, you know, and that was my motivation for a long time in terms of just proving people wrong, proving others, how the perception that people may have had of me, proving them wrong. And then it went from there to just my inspiration came because of the things that I've went through and the challenges, just wanting to inspire, wanting to encourage, wanting to work in my element, wanting to work in purpose. And then from working in purpose, once you have a taste of success, and once you begin to feel self-fulfilled from the things that you're doing because you know you can impact and help others, that just became a motivation. And what I'll tell anybody, you know, winning is not winning because you want to be like everyone else. Winning is staying in your own lane, staying in your own purpose. That is my motivation. You know, being inspired, working in my passion, staying in my lane, not trying to necessarily be like anyone else, but being who I am called to be. And from that, that's what inspires me every day to get up. As you know, I write every day. I write a motivational quote every day. At the beginning of every week, I send out a motivational video. That is my obligation. That is my purpose. That is my calling. And the impact that I make, not necessarily doing it just for, you know, people to give me a pat on the back or to say, hey, great job, but doing it because that's who I'm called to be. And that's what really and truly fulfills me. That's what warms my heart, to know that I can make a difference and I can share my journey with others to let them know that if I can do it, so can they. So that's my inspiration.
I like that. Not being in competition with people. I like to think of it as just being in competition with the person that you were yesterday, rather than competing with others, being the best version of yourself today and being in competition with the version of yesterday's self. I like that. How do you consistently create forward momentum for yourself?
It's staying focused on the vision. See, when you lose focus of your vision, you involuntarily lose momentum. And that happens a lot. You know, sometimes we get frustrated with the process. Oh, things are not working. For whatever reason, I'm trying so many things. But are you trying the things that are aligned to you? Are you walking in purpose? Are you doing the things that you're called to do? So each and every day, I stay focused on my vision. I have a strategic plan of action that I know that I need to implement, to execute in order to become each day the best version of me. And it's not like you're not competing with others, but you're competing against yourself to become who you have been called to be. And the only way that I can do that is, yeah, if I get tired, you can take a break, you know, but you don't quit, but you stay focused on your vision to see your way through. So that's what I do, Mark. And, you know, that's more easier said than done. But when we stay, and then too, you count the quick wins. You know, when you stay focused on the vision, sometimes we get caught up into we want this instant gratification. But, you know, things that are excellent, things that are timely, things that are meant for us, that are meaningful, sometimes it takes a while to mature. It takes a while. There's a system to the process.
Patience.
That's patience.
Persistence.
And me understanding that, you know, it's like, hey, I'm going to be patient. I'm going to be timely. But I know that everything works out in the time in which it is allotted and in the purpose in which it's called for. So, you know, I just stay true to the vision, Mark.
I agree totally. I definitely think noticing things that you are grateful for in every day, even like my cup of coffee on a morning, I'm really grateful for it. But it's noticing just the little things and those little wins.
That's
all part of the journey. But I think patience and persistence is really, really required. And sometimes it does take a lot of patience and persistence moving towards a vision. And how do you define winning in life?
Well, winning is, you know, it's interesting because for each individual is going to be different. So my winning may be completely different. I had a late cousin that passed away, and he put things in perspective for me. And he said, sometimes we get caught up into materialistic things, but he said, you may have an 80-inch television and I have a 15-inch television, but when I turn on my TV, I see a picture just the way you see a picture. You may live in a 5,000 square foot home and I live in a 500 square foot home, but when I shut my door and turn on the light, my light comes on just like yours. So it's everyone's perspective. What makes you happy? What resonates most with you? And when, you know, when we lose is when we're trying to be like someone that we're not, when we're trying to operate outside of who we are. I think that's, you know, that's when it becomes disappointing. But when you just stay in your lane and you do the things that make you happy, you know, your happiness, you know, may be more simplistic than someone else's happiness, but whatever it is, that's how you define your winning. And one of the big things, if you have your health, if you have your life, if you have your strength, you have an opportunity to do it again. You have an opportunity. It's not called a mistake. It's called a mistake because you have an opportunity to do it again, but be much smarter, be much stronger, and be much more better in the second time around the process. But being alive and being able physically, you know, you have an opportunity to do it again. So to me, that's winning.
Having health is a big thing. Also, having food, warmth, having transport, cars, these little things people take for granted every day. But we are really blessed, especially in the USA and the UK. I mean, there are a lot of other countries that are a lot worse than our countries. They have less than us. So it's really being grateful for the things that we have got as well and taking steps every single day towards our vision. Now, I know, Corey, you are available for speaking opportunities. Just share a little bit more about who can contact you and what to do there.
Yes. Excuse me. So I love doing anything dealing with health, wellness, self-empowerment, leadership training. You can go to my website if you want to learn more about me. And that's on CoachCoreyHicks.com. So I really and truly, this is what I love to do, Mark. Of course, you know, I love inspiring. I love sharing my story, talking about, you know, my humble beginnings, but talking about, you know, how through due diligence, through perseverance, you know, how I was able to place myself in a position to be successful. So if anyone is interested, please go to my website, read about me, learn about the things that I've done, and I will be more than happy to have a conversation with you to discuss further how I can assist. So
that's CoachCoreyHicks.com. CoachCoreyHicks.com. Yes. Corey, you're a great friend. I really enjoyed watching you speak. Anyone needing speakers, I can guarantee you Corey is an excellent motivational speaker, highly, highly recommended. And we've become great friends for the last few years. So it's really, really great to have you on the show. Thank you so much for being my guest today.
Thank you. And it seemed indeed a pleasure to be here. And I just have loved to see just your journey, your growth, Mark. So you're doing an awesome job. And it's a, excuse me, I'm getting over being sick, but it's an amazing opportunity just to be a part of your platform. So thank you.
Thank you so much for being my guest today. Thank you, everyone, for watching Brilliance Business TV, conversations with leading experts in business. Until next time, bye for now.
Thanks for listening to Business Innovators Radio. To hear all episodes featuring leading industry influencers and trendsetters, visit us online at businessinnovatorsradio.com today.